Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
All right, we are back coming to you live. Hour number two of Knockout. Yep.
What?
Thanks for letting me off the hook.
Just stop. I'm going to punch you right in the nose. Make that thing even bigger than it is.
Would you?
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Sarah Branston, the event coordinator of On the Water with Veterans, Inc. It was really cool. We were the first boat that went out.
Okay.
And then our captain had this drone, and he was taking photos of all the other boats, you know, that were coming out. That guy took the drone. Have you seen the TV show where they're racing, the drones are racing?
Yeah.
And they do, you know, go sideways and stuff. There was two police, one city of St. Pete, and I don't know what the other police, it said police, but two police boats that are escorting it out. Our captain took the drone, flew it sideways between the two police boats.
That's cool. That's awesome.
He goes, "You want me to buzz the tower?" I go, "What are you, Tom Cruise?" And he came and he zipped it in. It was crazy. But it was a fun time. You know, it was really cool.
Speaking of cool nicknames,
a whole bunch of veterans.
You never answered what you had to change your name legally to one name, not a first and last. Like if we were talking like Prince or Madonna or King. Like what would you name it? Like Maverick? Goose?
I don't know. Nothing.
Seriously?
I don't know.
You never thought about like what your superhero name would be?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know you have.
Well, I'll go by the Gladiator. And I took that back because Michael Curtis?
Strahan?
No, Michael Curtis lost to Gastelum. He can't be a gladiator. Gladiators don't lose. So I retain the title.
They don't lose. They die.
That's the point. He's like, you can't live after a loss and like walk around as a gladiator.
I want you to tell him that.
I will. I am the rightful owner of the gladiator. I am king when it comes to gladiator.
Well, first of all, you're not king because king
I'm changing my name legally to Gladiator. That's my name.
I want to see you do it.
I will do it. Can I borrow $500?
Yes.
Done. Deal.
All right.
We need sponsorships.
I will loan you $500. This is, matter of fact, so that I won't get in trouble, let's play an episode of Shark Tank. Okay. And you're trying to sell a percentage.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Right. So you want to sell. I'll tell you what I'll do. They call me Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, there you are.
So I will give you 100% of your asking price.
Okay.
For payment of $50 a week until I triple my money.
Okay.
And then I want 42% of the pizzeria.
Okay. All right. So you want $1,500 on my $500 ask.
That's what it's on Shark Tank.
Then you're going to take 42% of a loss.
This is what they say. You knew you were going to have to negotiate when you came in here.
Right.
Right? So I need my money to work for my money. That's what Wonderful says.
Well, when I win the Wheel of Fortune, I'm going to take that money and I'm going to pay to have the Gladiator name changed legally.
There you go. All right, do this one. Since you won't do any of the other things that are right up your stupidity, alley. Take when you grab a hold of the wheel and miss.
Or just like, pretend like I'm with it.
Yeah, you know, you go and you take it to throw it and you take your hand off too early and it doesn't move.
I'm going to spin it as hard as I can. Maybe it'll come off the wheel.
Or ask them, does it have to make one complete rotation? And then just push it so it goes to the very next letter.
That's what the Price is Right guy does with the big drum.
Right.
They don't do it fast. Like it has to go all the way around because of cheaters that have tried to like just baby it. Right.
It's not cheaters.
What's your favorite game show? Like speaking of game shows, like what's your favorite? Like, is it like $25,000 pyramid?
It's a $100,000 pyramid.
It went up inflation?
Yes. Inflation has gone up.
All the game shows go up.
You know, and to be honest, Strahan does a really good job. You know, he's the host. I used to watch the pyramid back in the day with Dick Clark. And ironically, that is one of my favorite. Supermarket Suite.
Oh, you do? Oh, have you ever wanted to do that in like a real Publix or like a Winn-Dixie?
Well, no, I'd like to really do the TV show. Now, again, I liked it back in the day where the host was from Northeast High School.
Oh, really?
I didn't know you knew that.
See, I didn't know that.
I knew you didn't know that.
I was just there last night with you and Craig Williams. And
I wanted it to be a weird feeling.
It was weird going into the locker room. Like that thing hasn't changed probably since you were there.
I'm sure you going into a male locker room hasn't changed.
Yeah. I was just with another guy.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I understand. You know, I went there, you know, and I didn't want to go. I didn't want to hang out with you outside of the radio show. You bribed me with pizza. It still didn't interest me. And then I'm like, you know, all right. I hadn't been in the halls of Northeast High School in 45 years. You know what the problem is? There are no more halls of Northeast High School.
It's all renovated.
It's all renovated. It's all different.
But once a Viking, always a Viking.
I understand that.
Like once a champion, always a champion.
In a way. In a way, yeah.
Am I an honorary Viking now?
No.
I'm gonna have the beard.
No.
Got to have a beard to be a Viking, right?
No. What was the mascot of your Dinkeldorf High School?
Panther.
Yeah, the Viking would chop that panther's head off.
No, he's got sharp teeth.
Yeah, but the Viking has sharp swords.
That's true. True. But no, it was great to be a part of that, to give back to the school and to mentor some kids that already have mentors.
I didn't think we were mentoring anybody last night. Yeah. What's the Rays record? Do you know?
Probably like 15-3. Somewhere around there.
I don't know.
They went 13-0, and then they lost two in a row, but I think they dropped one to Cincinnati, I think. So I think they're like 14-3.
If I was to go to a baseball game.
It's not bad.
And to be honest, I'm thinking about going to one next week.
The speed of the game has changed. It's great.
We do have some tickets to give away. I need to look at what days. I think Mark Ferguson from Ferg Sports Bar gave me tickets for, I believe it's Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I believe I have a pair to give away for Wednesday. We could give the Wednesday tickets away here on the show next week.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, the first person that comes in during the show.
Love it.
Says whatever, you know, hey, I heard you, whatever. Maybe we'll do that. The Tuesday tickets I'll confirm during the next break. But I think I haven't been to a game. I haven't watched a game in forever. I haven't been to a game in forever times three. But I may go to a game next week.
It was great. I had a great time the other day. I was in the media row. It was Charlie Belcher from Fox 13, myself, Ryan Bass, former Channel 10 anchor. So it was good
What's
to be
doing now with
Cole. Oh, he's a broadcast guy for baseball. He's a
play-by-play. Really?
Yeah. So it's great to see my fellow media.
Your fellow media. Your fellow media.
Fellow media, you know.
Just because you can barely spell media doesn't mean that you are one.
I really hope that's not one of the questions on the Wheel of Fortune. Like, name an industry that you're an expert in.
That's not how it works. Wheel of Fortune, you don't have to answer questions. You have to spell words.
Oh, no.
Now, the beauty with your stupidity is you don't have to pronounce it. You just have to spell it.
That's great, because I can't pronounce any of these.
I hope that you're one of those idiots, if you get on, that it's down to one letter, and it's the letters like, I want to be a hero. And you're like, A, want to be a hero. Like, no, buffoon. Let's go to the next guy. Do you want to spin or do you want to answer? Yeah, that would be classic.
But see, I think my greed would take over, and I would just keep spinning until I got every single letter. Because there's a risk involved. If you keep doing it, you run up the score. But then if you hit a bankrupt or lose a turn, then you're out, and it goes to the next person.
This guy's trying to explain Wheel of Fortune.
So, well, that's my strategy. I got a strategy going into this. I got a, you know.
What's the strategy?
Well,
I'm
going to wear a sequin dress in case Vanna goes down. I'm already in outfit. I can just turn the letters. So I'm still going to get on the show either way. I'm a backup. And then I'm going to try to win all 20 letters.
Before we go to a break, I do need to say something to you. I know you play this game, okay? I understand.
I'm great at games. That's why they want me on the show.
I know you play this game of being stupid, and you're not as stupid as most people think you are. But you think you are well-known and talent?
Yes.
You are nothing compared to Steve Linnea.
Steve Linnea? Who's that?
Steve Linnea. He was attacked, honestly, more than Mickey D down there in Columbia.
Well, that's because he looks like a rock and roll guy. He's got long, flowing blonde hair.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Steve has grabbed Caleb's mic, who's not here today.
Two.
Is that why you have long hair? Why do you have Alice Cooper, Mickey D long hair?
Oh, that's like David Lee Roth long hair.
I don't know. I just...
D. Snyder.
I like rock and roll. It's sort of associated with it, and that's it. And
it's none of your business.
I should have cut it off when I was like, you know, 30 years old and 40 and fit. Here I am. I'm approaching 60. I don't know.
So here's the thing. So when you go to a third world country, you know, and you they know that this massive concert's coming because there's nothing else going on in Columbia at this time. So they know Kiss and Scorpions and this like legendary rock and roll figures are coming to their country, and they don't have TV. And like they see Steve, and they're like, "Oh, he must be with the band."
We walked through the crowd. We were looking for the DEA agent.
you're trying to sniff him out.
And we're walking by, and I wish they would have filmed it. I saw a lady scream, and she goes, "Holy F! I can't believe it's him!" And that's when he got mobbed and taking pictures and. I was given a small gift, and it was just insanity. It was insanity.
No, but it absolutely works.
Not like, for sure.
Like when I had the red Mohawk, it's all perception. If I drove my yellow convertible Corvette and I went to anywhere, people took pictures of me. They would stop me and ask me if I was in the Guardian of the Galaxy movie. And then my response was always,
I was with you. That's not what they
That's
asked.
What they did.
They thought you were in the circus.
Well, the circus is where Mickey D is from. He's a clown. And so I would say
Did
not
you just
the
say Mickey D was a clown,
the McDonald's mascot. So I said, not the new one. And then I would walk away and everybody would take pictures of me. But if I was in my blue truck buying produce for my restaurant that I own 100% of with a red Mohawk, they thought I was on bath salts.
How about this for timing?
It's all perception.
How about this for timing? We're talking about how stupid and let's be honest. And I know we have to hit a break in about 30 seconds about this act that this, I don't know what word I want to say.
Clown.
Somebody just followed me. His name is Jim Rose Circus.
Oh, yeah. Jim Rose, the circus. They're the contortionists. They do like, he'll take the Jim Rose Circus of Freaks. And what they do is they take a tennis racket and he'll to his whole body through a tennis racket.
All right. So he just started to follow me.
I know him.
And this is his, you know, where it lists everything. Jim Rose Circus. Mm-hmm. His Twitter is Jim Rose Circus. One, he is a pop culture moron.
He did a traveling show with Nine Inch Nails, and I met him in college when I was the stagehand for Shy Rock Auditorium, and I worked to bring the bands in to get them set up on stage. I was kind of like a stage manager slash, you know, roadie coordinator.
All right, let's go ahead and break because I'm bored. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Tomey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hall of Famer.
Oh, you think so?
He is. What do you mean you think so?
Well, I thought it was a debate. I thought we could.
Rays win today.
Yeah.
What's a good name to go with them? Like, with the Phils, they're called the Fightin' Phils.
That's too aggressive.
Oh, it is.
Can't do that.
In today's world.
Can't do that today. Oh, the Fighting Irish. How come nobody's messed with the leprechaun?
Well, they have.
Is it offensive?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The drunk, angry little leprechaun from Ireland. Not McGregor.
Why are you so up against drunks?
Don't have a problem with drunks. I'm just saying. Like, everything is, like, you know, sensitive these days. You can't have Indians. You can't have anything derogatory or disrespectful. And then they have this, like, fighting midget drunk.
I think we should gather enough money, whether we have to buy a TV station or not, and bring back All in the Family.
That was a trend-setting, line-pushing TV show.
Line-pushing? Try doing that today.
Well, you can only do it through cartoon or animation. Like, Family Guy does the same kind of thing.
Well, you can't even do that, because didn't they get rid of Roadrunner or Coyote or one of them?
Oh, really? Well, I'm sure Pepe Le Pew got, like, axed, because he was, like, you know, a sexual guy. He, like, molested that poor skunk every episode.
I went to a function not too long ago, and the host made a comment which made me feel like it was 1952. And the host of this thing said something, and I don't remember exactly, it was a long time ago, that if the husband gets involved in something,
okay. It
gives permission to the wife to get involved.
Oh, so
I'm like, what?
So the wife has to ask permission.
That's what this guy basically was saying.
That makes sense.
And I almost walked out of the.
What year was it? 1952.
When this happened?
Was it before the war?
Which war?
Oh, one or two.
Or the American Revolution?
Well, I think that's when it really shifted, right? I mean, that's kind of when, like, society changed.
I don't have a problem, honestly. I don't have a problem with anything that was said up until yesterday.
Well,
meaning the past is the past. So if that was said in 1942. That was the times.
Well, right. And then I think once the war happened, the women went into work. They were doing everything in the household, raising the kids, cleaning, cooking, working. And then the husbands came back. And then it kind of became a 50-50 like relationship. Where before that, All in the Family, it was one-sided. Like, the male worked, and that was the role of the family, the head of the household. And then the woman took a back seat.
I understand all that. My mom didn't work. You know, she did a little bit, you know, in a department store, like during the holidays.
Right.
You know, just to get some extra money. Sure. But I get that. But that's not in the year 20, whatever year this is, 23.
Yeah.
For somebody to say, well, if the husband gets involved, that gives the wife permission. What? I wished my wife, hell, I wish your wife would have seen that.
Oh, she's mean. She's from the same area where you guys were on the weekend down South America.
No, I believe she's from where she is holding the gun.
She's not hiding
from those people. She is one of those people.
So was it scary going to Columbia, Steve? Like, what was it like being on armored cars, like having security details? Like, did you feel presidential? Did you feel like a rock star?
No way. I mean, that's not, you know, something we get every day, right, in life? Oh, maybe you.
Because I lost a girlfriend because of an armored vehicle.
Comes something stupid.
No, I told her that I had a corner office and I had a $500,000 vehicle and I got paid to travel. And then she found out that I was a bus driver. And so she broke up with me because it wasn't what she thought. But what was it like in Colombia? Was it what you expected? Was it as safe as you thought it would be? Or did you feel uncomfortable at any time?
Much safer. And your original question was, like, you know, if I was going to be scared or not. So, or if I was scared. Definitely scared going down there. I didn't want to tell Randy how scared I was, but once we got there.
I think we both were nervous, and I think we both told each other that we were nervous, but not to the extent of how nervous we were.
Is that why you brought a DEA agent with you?
if we would have known. You know, and really, what I told Steve was, yeah, I was nervous. You know, you hear stories, and everybody hears these, you know, stories and such. I was, the one thing I was most concerned about was leaving the stadium at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. You know, not knowing how to get a cab, not knowing.
Okay, so that was handled too because we had an FBI agent with us.
Yeah, we did.
Who are you guys?
Hey, listen, you know.
Like Northeast High alumni just.
It's a piece of cake, man. You call yourself talent. When you call yourself talent, that means you're not talent.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a nickname. You can't give yourself a nickname if somebody gives you. So, you know, people have said things about Matt, and he just doesn't agree with it. Stupidity, moron, dummy, you know, whatever.
Now, when you left the stadium at 10, 11 o'clock at night, what time zone was that in?
It's Central. Go ahead. I know you were going to say something.
No, that's it.
It's in the Colombian zone.
But, you know, he's saying different things. That was about the time when Gene Simmons walked by me and fist bumped me, and I can't remember the rest. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy with the velvet shirt on, was that the guy?
You've seen the picture.
I saw the picture of a guy where he looked different, looked older, looked aged.
No makeup.
All right, so I was told this story, and it was about some of the rockers that were down there.
Okay.
It wasn't a rocker that I know, or I wouldn't tell the story. It wasn't a rocker that I've met or was with this weekend, but they were there. And it's just the hypocrites of the world.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody that follows me on social media, knockoutradio.com, it's the hypocrites that piss me off. Like, I don't care what you do. Just if you do it, why can't somebody else do it? If hate, all hate should be bad. Or don't get on somebody if you don't think all hate is bad.
Okay.
If some hate is bad, I'm against that. If all hate is okay, then all hate is okay. I'm against hate is what I'm saying. But, you know, how people are hypocrites. Like, if it bothers me, it's bad. But if it bothers you and doesn't affect me, it's not bad, right?
Sure.
So musicians are against, obviously, stealing their music off of the internet.
Right.
Streaming.
Piracy. Right.
Yet some of the musicians that were down there, and there was five different bands, went to the Canal Street of Colombia to buy rip-off
bootleg
items. Hypocrites! You're against them stealing your music or friends of your music or fellow musicians' music, but you're ripping off whatever any of those names
are. Well, if they travel the world playing music like they apparently do, in some countries, if you steal, they cut your hands off. So how are you going to be a drummer if you lose
When I was in the military.
Who said this person was a drummer?
Well, I mean, it could be a good
No, it
player.
Definitely wasn't.
And the other
But
thing,
in some countries, they cut your hands off.
Can I tell a story real quick? So I'm in the Navy, and we're in a country called Bahrain.
Okay.
And two morons on our ship shimmied up a flagpole and stole the Bahrainian flag. And you know what they do in Bahrain when you steal?
Cut your hands off. Yeah.
And they took these two guys away, and they were going to cut their hands off. And the president of the United States had to get involved. And the agreement was they would release them if the ship left instantly. Like we were supposed to be there another day. We were supposed to have more, you know, a couple liberty stops. We lost everything. And at least those two knuckleheads got to keep their hands. I think they should have chopped them off personally.
You're definitely keeping up with the bootleg stuff or your people are. Keeping up with it because down there is a bunch of bootleg stuff, even outside the concert.
What do you mean, his people? What's his people?
Well, there was nothing bootlegged about him there. I mean, I didn't see any of his
Brazilians. I'm offended.
You guys don't follow this right now?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just carry on then. You're so famous. All your images and your t-shirts and everything that you do.
Yeah.
None of your bootleg stuff was there.
Or well, any of your real stuff.
Well, it's all bought up. That stuff goes first. Wait till I'm on Wheel of Fortune. Everybody's going to want a gladiator outfit.
You make one, there's 20 letters in the alphabet, and ever since then, the show has just gone to the dumpers. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, April 29th, all eyes of the combat sports world are on BKFC 41.
One of the most special nights that we've had here in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
See Platinum Mike Perry throw down with the debuting Luke Rockhold. In the co-main event, Chad Money Mendez returns to fight Eddie the Underground King Alvarez. Also, Christine the Misfit Faria defends her world title against Rowdy Beck Rollins. Plus more Bare Knuckle Fights. Watch it live on pay-per-view. More info at BKFC.com.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tournament Day Pizza.
What's today's special?
I don't know. I just got here. But probably mackerel, since there's some in my freezer.
There is some in your freezer, but it's leaving with me when I leave.
Man, did you see the fights last weekend? Did you watch the UFC?
I didn't. I was in Bogota, South America. Bogota, Colombia, South America.
Had some good fights happen in Kansas City. We had some liners come out of it. You know, Bill Allegro, that we interviewed last week on the show, said that he would never retire in a dump like Kansas City. That the fans are nothing but croc wearing, you know, gun toting, beer drinking.
Why did he say all that?
I don't know. But then there was controversy with your boy Clay Guida.
And Dana's not happy.
Did a fake retirement announcement.
Well, first of all, and I'm not defending Clay, okay? I didn't see it. I only know what I saw on video after. He took his gloves off, Right. He didn't say he was retiring. Did he imply it? Maybe. But, you know, isn't Daniel Cormier just as, you know, maybe he should have asked, or, hey, what's going on? I mean, yeah, that's, but I've seen guys take gloves off, I think.
Well, I think when the hand is so swollen, especially in boxing, the first thing they want to do is get the gloves off because it's just so uncomfortable. Their hands are so swollen. So I think it's common.
Now, this wasn't the case with Clay, because once I did see when Cormier said, I see you took your gloves off. Are you retiring? And he was basically like, hell no. Yeah. I just took them off. I want to exchange gloves with my boy because he's such a warrior and blah, 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 blah. And then he wished Mama Guida a happy birthday. And so Dana was not happy.
Holy mackerel. I love it.
Why are you?
Holy mackerel. That's a saying, right?
Yeah, it's in Batman. Holy mackerel, Batman. Do you know what mackerel tastes like?
No, I'm about to find out.
Well, you're not, but
we are.
No, we're not.
We're French. If there's food in my freezer in my restaurant, I'm eating it.
My brother used to do that.
Really?
Whatever you would bring on his boat when he had a boat, it stayed on the boat. So you didn't want to bring more than what was needed or more than what you needed because he would confiscate it.
Well, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Well, and in this case, 1% has taken that mackerel home.
our local boy, Billy Quarantino, took a tough loss to Edson Barbosa. You know, a young up-and-coming star in Billy. Met a veteran of the game, caught a knee. Obviously, it can happen at any time in any fight to anyone. So, but I thought it was a great co-main event. And then, obviously, Max Holloway getting back into the win victory. It's great to see a legend of the sport still able to compete at the highest level and be the main event and go the distance. So, that was a great card. That was a great fight.
All right, so you talked about three fights. Were there other good fights on the card? Were there any upsets? Who else? Again, because we didn't see it because, you know, we were at the concert.
Yeah, I'm just got to go back because I've slept since then.
We were watching Deep Purple at the time. Deep Purple.
Well, I guess if we're going to shift forward, you know, we shift to this coming fight card, you know, 22nd.
Final story of Columbia, at least on the show, and then you can talk about this weekend. So Eric Singer says about a photo, because I have photos with three of the four KISS members.
Yeah.
The main reason I went down was to get the final fourth picture, because I was going to do a collage. Sitting next to him Friday night, we're having a nice conversation. No photo was taken. Then I walk out, and I said, hey, you know, we're talking blah, blah, about a photo. He goes, well, let's do it tomorrow when I'm in full makeup. I've learned very valuable lessons on numerous things of this one incident.
Never wait.
No, I'd rather have it without.
Oh.
Which isn't true. I would rather have it with makeup. But how about we get it now and then if, you know.
It doesn't happen, right.
So then I see Eric Singer on stage. And I'll tell you, it was kind of weird and cool. We're standing on stage before the show. We're walking around KISS's drum set, Eric's drum set, Mickey's drum set. And I got to see the back house of how it operates and how things move around. My favorite video of the whole trip, we're backstage on opposite sides, Steve and I, opposite stage of the sides of the stage. So when the curtain falls, and every band has the curtain and it falls, just to see the 60,000 fans, you know, I'm looking at them. The video is very, very cool, and it's on Facebook. So I saw Eric during Deep Purple. Hey, are we still good? Absolutely. Now the VIP line is going through the KISS thing. And so we were able to get wristbands. We're going to get the photo. Steve and I were French for that small portion. And we're going to get a picture with the four members of KISS in the makeup, which is going to be my new backdrop on the website.
Right.
They stop at the person in front of us.
Oh, what?
I am next. I am literally next to go up there. No.
Wow.
So the young lady that gave us the wristbands and everything, she's like, no, they're supposed to go. And this guy made some comments. Nope, it's out. I'm like, all right, it's over, right? Long fellow deed story short, we know somebody whose best friend is that female.
Oh. So you got it?
No, we didn't get it. But
I thought the story's going to have a happy ending.
Well, hopefully. You know, KISS has about 15, 20 more shows.
Oh, okay.
So.
Wow.
I'm not going to the one in New York. I've been told that their final two shows is like.
So I know this question is going to be a little bit personal, maybe. But and maybe you don't want to share this.
Probably not.
But
why would you ask a question that you know is personal and I'm not going to want to share it. I'm just curious.
Because I bring like fuel to the fire. Like, that's what I do. I brought fuel today when you said you're going to burn bridges on today's program.
Yeah, I got banned on Facebook again for saying it.
But like, you know, I've been in the media circle for 10 years at least now, because Facebook confirmed that you and I have been best friends since then.
First of all, it doesn't say best friends.
I said we've been best friends on Facebook for 10 years. So, happy anniversary,
Bestie. That's so overrated.
But, like, how many media things have we attended? How many backstages have we gone to? How many Final Fours and locker rooms? And there's so many times where you're with a famous person, but you can't get a photo because it's either, A, not an opportune time, or they're not doing photos. Who is that one celebrity or star that you were there, but you never got, like, proof that you were there?
Well, I have proof that I was there. I don't have proof that I was with that celebrity that was there.
Is there one that's got away, like the one fish that got away? I know the mackerel didn't get away because he's in my freezer. But, like, what's that one celebrity that got away that you didn't get a chance to get a photo before?
Well, you know the answer. I mean, as stupid as it is, it's probably Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
But, again, I would rather a photo with Rocky Balboa than Sylvester Stallone. I did a trade with a memorabilia company, very, very big memorabilia company. Didn't want to pay for advertising, but wanted to do it in trade. You can have anything you want in the catalog. One item. There was something of all four of the Beatles, some presidents. I got a Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
So probably, I mean, I'm sure somebody else, I'm sure you'll throw a name at me.
I can't remember who it was, but you said there was some photo, you took a photo and it was such a bad photo, but it was just like his arm. Like, it's you and, like, the arm.
Oh, that's Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
Yeah. So, we were at the Daytona 500. Here's the celebrity that got me in. Are you ready?
Okay.
I don't even know how I pulled this off, but the celebrity that went with me, and we had VIP access at the Daytona 500, we're in the driver's meetings, which was a little eerie. Tom Cruise was there, and so was, what's his name from Australia? Keith Urban.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, you know the relationship there.
Scientology,
right?
Guys?
Well, no. Tom Cruise's ex-wife is...
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Right. Is married to...
Gotcha.
So it was really cool. Gene Hackman was in there. Tim Tebow was in there. So it's Gene Hackman, right? I mean, Hoosiers is one of my favorite movies.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's not a legendary movie, but it's one of my favorite movies. So I go to this guy, and I think we used my camera phone, I think, who was with Gene Hackman. And I said... sir, would you mind taking a picture? And he says to Gene, oh, I'm now your photographer, huh? You know, so they were friends or whatever. Takes the picture, and that's when I learned you always look at the picture before you walk away.
Yeah.
He took a picture of his elbow. When we did a zip line through the canyons in Vegas, which is outside of Vegas, is unbelievably cool. So when you go to the tour guide and you give him your phone, and, you know, there's certain areas to take photos, he always takes a photo of himself.
He turns it on him. That's great.
Right. Well, now there's a scam, just so people be very, very careful. You know, you always see these things on the internet. I know this has nothing to do with sports, but this is very helpful. That there are people that are so quick that if you ask them, hey, would you mind taking a photo? They're able to get into your finances on your iPhone within seconds through your apps.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you don't think about it, right? You
and know, they're Cash App and send money to another account.
They're putzing around. And,
yeah.
You know, oh, I hit the wrong button. How do I get this? And then.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Technology.
That's the Gene Hackman Daytona 500 story.
Well, speaking of Daytona.
Hold on. I didn't finish it, though.
Okay.
Who's the celebrity? Who's the celebrity that went with me? We're on the racetrack. We're in the VIP booth. We are. This person went to every NASCAR driver, everyone that we talked to, which was probably 25.
Okay.
He said, I have three favors to ask.
Wow.
One, will you sign this item for me?
Okay.
Two, will you take a picture with me? And three, will you tell everyone we're best friends?
Oh, well, if it happened in the last 10 years, I would say it's me. But since it didn't, and I wasn't there, I'll say John Robinson.
I said celebrity.
Oh, dang.
You and John Robinson are not celebrities.
Roddy Piper.
I've said his name on the show today, ironically. Styles G. White.
Styles G. White.
He went to every person and puts his arm around him. All right, these are my three favors. I need you to sign this. I need you to take this photo. And I need you to tell everyone that we're best friends.
Well, the producers over here talk about a kilt. And I'm like, well, the only famous person with a kilt is Roddy Piper or Jimmy Denning.
I thought you said within the last 10 years.
Jimmy Denning.
Jimmy Denning brought me out to the NASCAR race in Vegas, which was cool. They sang the national anthem, and they were just here, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Not Tenors of Rock.
Right.
Rebel was here.
And just north of Daytona, this weekend is Jeep Beach. 10,000 Jeep owners are getting together. And you know how we all name our Jeeps? We all have like...
No, I didn't know that.
That's the thing. We name it. Obviously, mine says Mojave on it because it's a special type of Jeep.
That's not naming your Jeep.
No, it's classic. I can't take Mojave off because it's cool. It's a collector's edition.
When you say naming it, that means you have your own personal name like Fluffy.
Well, right. But the people who have regular Jeeps, they name them. But I had a collector's edition. I didn't want to take the value away. So what would you name would you name your Jeep? If you had a Jeep, what would you name it?
I would name it, it's time to take a break. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We will look at this weekend's UFC. This weekend's BKFC as well. And while we were in Bogota, you know what else we saw? KFC. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I wanted to hear that one lick. I was waiting for that one lick.
Certainly.
There you go.
So would you call it a lick?
Yeah, you know, it's on guitar. When you know the guitar stuff.
I'm not in the know.
Now that I know these kind of things.
I'm not in the know.
I have learned. I have learned very, very well. UFC this weekend, Apex.
Your boy, Muhammad Usman, taking the squared circle.
No, it's not boxing, but whatever. This is a circle.
It's fighting Junior Tafa.
Well, this is an octagon circle.
It's fighting Junior Tafa. Fight after that is Norma Dumont, Brazilian, who I shared a plane with going to Brazil last time. We were on the same flight.
Nobody's impressed.
Just saying. Like, you're not the only one that goes to South America, Randy. I've been to Miami. There's BKFC tomorrow in Miami, or Friday night, the 21st. Got moved to Hollywood. It's the remake.
Yeah, this is the cancel
of the Delray Beach.
Yep.
And a guy, I guess, going back to that story, the city of Delray Beach canceled the BKFC event. Like they said no to it because they didn't want it in their backyard. They didn't want it in their city.
Then why did they agree with it to begin with?
Well, I think it was a third party. So apparently the venue has a relationship with a boxing organization that's there. Then BKFC had a relationship with the boxing organization, not with the facility, which is owned by the city of Delray Beach. So they actually had the full supreme power to veto it. And But both are playing because it was an outdoor venue, like a tennis center. And so it was supposed to be an outdoor event. They had a backup place, but they both were in the same county. So when one got canceled, the other one was automatically canceled.
And the city didn't know this was going to happen until a couple days before the event?
That's what they apparently said. And I was told that it's the insurance, but only they place insurance for the fight.
Right.
It takes 3 days to activate for each event that they host. So they weren't able to just move it to like Hollywood like they are this weekend. They had to reschedule it for another month. So,
okay, whatever.
But the UFC is still banned in a lot of family restaurants and bars, like places that you can't always see UFC. It's still considered barbaric. I mean,
right.
But as we evolve and as we get out of 1942, where women have to ask permission to like have a thought, you know, like we.
I wish you would have been there. I wish you could have seen it.
But the point is, like, you know, it will be KSC ever be mainstream like the UFC where it's in bars and restaurants?
Well, again, the UFC's not in all bars. So you said, will BKFC be like the UFC? The UFC is still not shown in some restaurants and bars.
Is UFC sanctioned in all 50 states now?
I don't know.
Because New York was one of the last to go, but...
I would say yes, but I mean, they haven't been to Maine. They haven't been to New Hampshire that I know of.
They've ever been to Idaho?
Which, you know, that'd be great since Jens has a relationship in Boise. You know, I mean, that would definitely be cool. It's a shame. I was looking forward to a big, massive stadium. Yeah, I'm so interested now in the MMA / UFC. It doesn't have to be a UFC event, but... Obviously, UFC being the NFL of mixed martial arts. I'd love to now see that in a stadium. That was the first stadium concert I've ever been to.
Oh, really?
I've been to arenas.
Right.
But it's night and day. You know, imagine the difference between, you know, Swifty or whatever her nickname is.
T-Swift.
T-Swift. You know, at Emily compared to...
Raymond James.
The ovation when that... What's that? Drape, banner, you know, fell.
Curtain,
what was deafening.
So do you think that McGregor and Chandler could sell out the AT&T Cowboys Stadium in Dallas? Like, do you think that the UFC could put together a fight card?
No.
That would be so star-studded that they could fill 100,000 people in one.
You said Conor Poirier.
Well, they would be the star of the event.
The answer would be no.
No.
If I don't, I mean, Conor sells. And it doesn't matter if it's Poirier or you. The Conor McGregor fight will sell. I don't know if Conor, even though people love him, I just don't know.
What if you put together a fight card with Holly Holm, Ronda Rousey, Jon Jones, McGregor, all of them in one card for a stadium event like that?
That's what it would have to be. But
like a Super Bowl of...
I don't know if they don't have those names anymore. You know, they would need a Conor-Habib fight. They would need a Jon Jones, Nagano.
Matt Hamill, get the revenge.
Nagano. They would need Patty. You know, even though Patty's not in that category.
Sugar Sean.
Those you would need from start to finish, you know, so that every single fight, the Patty, you know, fight, Patty the Batty would be on not the undercard. You know, the prelims.
What if in a fantasy world... You put every single belt for the fight. So it'd be from top to bottom, men and women divisions. Every belt's open for that fight.
The problem with that
Super Bowl.
Well, you would have a problem with that because Amanda would get tired.
She'd have to fight all of.
Well, she has two belts, so she would have to fight twice. You know, if that's the case. I could be wrong. I mean, I've been to Conor fights.
It would be the biggest sporting event of all time. Ever. I mean, if they say that Indy's 500 is the greatest sporting spectacle of all time.
It's not.
I'll tell
you what the greatest event of all time is. The World Cup Finals. That's the greatest sporting event on earth. The World Cup Finals. And I'm not a soccer guy. And it just so happened the last one was the greatest soccer game of all time. But, you know, that's always been my dream is to go to a World Cup Finals. I hate soccer.
Ann Arbor, the big house, holds, 110,000 people? They fill it for a college football. We can't get UFC fans together for the greatest event of all time, like one stadium.
Could, but I don't think if it's a good card, not a great, a good card headlined by Conor Poirier, I don't think sells 100,000 tickets.
Well,
you can sell arenas. It'll sell an arena out.
Sure. Of course.
22, 25, 30,000, but that's not 100,000.
I kind of want to join the UFC marketing and help them build this event.
But I'm going to WrestleMania next year.
We are?
No, we're not.
Because that way Facebook says that we're best friends for 11 years.
It doesn't say best friends.
Mine says BFF.
It doesn't. It says your Facebook friends.
Oh, it says KFC, Randy Harris.
and since you talk so down and badly about Philadelphia, they're not going to even let you in the city because it's in Philadelphia next year.
I do like Tuesdays.
That will be epic in Philadelphia, and I will be there.
Let's go. I'll drive.
I ain't driving to Philadelphia.
But I have to put in credentials earlier than our producer because it's a position thing now. Like we have the jockey for like rank. Maybe we should fight till the death.
I don't know what that means. NFL draft coming up.
Okay.
Any excitement there?
No.
There's some good.
I did see something though this week that makes a lot of sense. The two worst teams of the league of the season should have to play each other in the final game, like instead of an all-star game or a Pro Bowl, they play each other, and the winner gets first-round draft pick of the next season.
Instead of the loser.
Right. So the winner of that team gets to pick the first pick of the next season because they won the worst, you know, the two worst teams battled it out, and the winner of that had an incentive to win, and they win, and they get the first draft pick because of the prize.
All right, how about this one? The bottom two teams play, and the winner of that game, okay, pulls a tab out of a hat. So the loser gets the first pick.
Okay.
All right, because they're the worst team. Even though I like that idea, but the next to worst team should be better than the worst team. Okay. But I'm okay if you want to give the winner of that game the first round pick.
Yeah, so the two worst teams
play.
But
the winner gets to put their hand in a hat and pull a team out. And they get that pick as well.
Or they play.
Let's change the NFL.
Or they play. The winner gets the first round draft pick, and they get to pick one of the players from the other team. And
could do that. Yeah, you could do that.
It's like you lose, and you lose a player.
And
like,
and I'm sure whatever the worst team is, whoever that was this year, I don't even know, Indianapolis. Because they're not good.
They had a couple games. They won a couple.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to get Michael Pittman off the team.
Broncos probably were.
All right, so I'm sure there's somebody on even the bad team that would start, you know, on another team.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and hopefully, you know, you might get lucky, and it's like the team that has one good offensive lineman. I was not there, but wow.
Look who that is.
Yeah, that was shocking. I was not there, but I guess Tristan Wirfs talked. Out at $1 about the team and how disappointed he was in some players after they won the Super Bowl, how they didn't drive as hard, they didn't work as hard. I know he addressed about being moved to the left side. I don't know what he said. I was out of the country.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it goes back to like bodybuilding, you know, and you can form a lot of sports around the competition side of bodybuilding where, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger in his legendary documentary, Pumping Iron, talks about, you know, everybody's giving him advice like, hey, you're not as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill. You better take this serious. You better get to training. You better stay focused. And he says, you're right. He's like, I'm not as hungry. But when I want to eat, the food is always available. And I think the Bucks, they got to the mountaintop and they didn't stay ready. And when the Lions came up. Or the
I believe that because that team was so good. You know, and everything was all on Tom Brady. And, you know, they made such a big deal about every starter came back. And, you know, which was kind of a loophole in that Alex got hurt in the playoffs. Alex Kappa was a starter all year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the statement was correct. All starters in the Super Bowl came back, but not necessarily all starters of the regular season. I talked to Alex the other day. But, you know, they always say it's easier to win a title than to defend the title.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, even when we're talking MMA or boxing or whatever, you know, there's that hunger, there's that drive, there's that everything, you getting up at 5 in the morning, doing those things. Speaking of 5 in the morning, Steve and I talked about this. So we stopped off at your house on the way to Orlando Friday.
Yeah.
And you put this gimmick on like you train at 3 in the morning.
I do.
We were there 20 minutes. We didn't see you do one thing other than talk.
Yeah. Well, preparation is key. I was planning out my workouts. I was strategizing.
We pull up to this clown's house, and he has everything from his garage in his front yard, and he's got weights in the garage. And yeah. put on this gimmick like, yo, I just got through a set. It's yeah. about time you got here.
So my favorite exercise I do in my garage is
talk.
Caleb Bentnot, offensive lineman. Maybe you know him. 6'6", 306.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he sits in that chair usually. He and I play a game where I take a 25-pound medicine ball. Currently, I weigh 180 pounds, so I'm weighing 205 if I'm doing my math. Hopefully, there's math on the Wheel of Fortune. But I hold the ball, and I push all my body weight going one direction, and that's my job is to go that way.
Is this a quick story?
His job is to go that way. And about my third house down,
Have you ever listened to Gene Deckerhoff?
No.
He would describe that way as like left to right on the radio dial.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, play the part.
So I'm facing west. He faces east. And he pushed me three neighbors down. And there's no way I could stop that man going forward.
The beauty is we're done and we don't have to listen to you anymore. Let's thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be back in this lousy location next Wednesday. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. You must have it, jump on it, jump
on it, jump on it. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Hi, this is Brooks Robinson, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.